Did we just accidentally elect the Antichrist? Now, before you dismiss that question as ridiculous, there's a lot more in there that we need to unpack. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, how did I even get into this question? Well, I received an email from a viewer with a video titled 15 Bible Verses That Identify Trump as the Antichrist. It has over 1 million views. And at first I thought this is absolutely ridiculous and not worth my time. But then, yes, then I went down the rabbit hole and I started watching and I thought, there's a lot more here that we need to unpack. So this is how the video is going to go. First, we're going to go through a rebuttal of that video. Then we're going to put ourselves in the context of this Sunday's readings upcoming, which happen to talk about the end times, very relevant. Then I want to present to you what Maria Sima and Purgatory have to say about the subject of the Antichrist. And then I want to present finally this amazing article that goes through various quotes of different saints that will help us decide Trump, Antichrist or not. Let's go. So first, when you look at this video of 15 Bible verses, they essentially come down to two different categories. Those speaking about the Antichrist being arrogant, and those speaking about the Antichrist directly coming against Christ and religion and presenting himself as the Antichrist. So let's take a look at some of these different Bible verses. Most of them come from Daniel. So we're going to look at those along with a few from the New Testament. The first one is Daniel 7, verse 8. I was considering the 10 horns it had, when suddenly another, a little horn, sprang out of their midst, and 3 of the previous horns were torn away to make room for it. The horn had eyes like human eyes and a mouth that spoke arrogantly. Now, the person in this video makes this huge point that Trump is extremely arrogant. Now, just this is going to summarize essentially all of these different ones, except I'll read another one so that you can see kind of more what these verses say. But I would say that they are extremely overly general, and they could be applied to anyone who is prideful or arrogant or boastful. These are kind of the main claims, and the person sort of then makes this jump to say, look, they're directly talking about Trump. Now, I would say I don't personally trust any politician, and every politician, in my opinion, is in some way prideful or boastful or arrogant. It's just sort of part of the job. And there's those that express it outwardly, maybe more in the like of someone like Trump, and those that pretend to be humble, but they're secretly arrogant and they're holding a knife behind their back. And those are the ones that I actually trust the least. Now, does Donald Trump have traits of pride? The truth is, we don't know, because pride is an internal thing. It's like an internal evaluating yourself as more than what you really are. Now, we might make judgments based on some of the things that he says, but the truth is, judging pride is something that only can really happen between the person and with God. Let's take a look at some of these other verses. Daniel 8, 12. The host was given over together with the daily sacrifice in the course of transgression. It cast truth to the ground and was succeeding in its undertaking. The person makes a point that Trump is casting down truth to the ground. I see no place that he does that, that he's overly lying. He kind of points out this news article that says that he was lying hundreds of times per day. I don't know who's counting that, but to me, this just seems like this exaggeration. And again, it may just be part of what it means to be a politician, that every politician is saying half-truths and possibly lies. So to claim that as directly pointing to Donald Trump, I think seems quite a stretch. Then in 8:25 of Daniel, his cunning shall be against the holy ones, his treacherous conduct shall succeed, he shall be proud of heart and destroy many by stealth. Now, there's certainly one thing that seems not to be true, that Donald Trump is not attacking the church or religion or the holy ones. There has been not a single persecution of Christians, and if anything, they feel safer under his presidential rule than under the Democrats. I think this is indisputable. And again, the point of him being proud of heart. When you look at caricatures of Donald Trump, he comes off as proud and boastful and all these things. But take a look at the 3-hour interview that he had with Joe Rogan. If anything, my impression, it's someone who is very confident, someone who's very intelligent, someone who's actually, I would say, just very honest and humble. And that confidence bothers most of us because most of us aren't confident. Most of us are insecure. Most of us don't know what we think. We don't have strong opinions, or we pretend to have strong opinions so as to appear better before other people. So I think most of us are having our own insecurities poked at by someone who's very confident in who he is. But I wouldn't really look at that interview and say, oh, Donald Trump is a very proud person. Not any more proud than the regular sinner that you run into. Daniel 11:38. Instead, he shall give glory to the God of strongholds, a God unknown to his ancestors. He shall glorify with gold, silver, precious stones, and other treasures. Now here the point was being made that he was somehow going to exalt some sort of other God. Now this is one of the places where this analogy with Donald Trump really starts to fall apart. Because if we take it literally, the Antichrist is establishing another religion, literally worshiping other gods. As far as I know, he is not doing this. Now, metaphorically, him honoring wealth and riches above God, we could possibly make that argument. Many people have elected Donald Trump because of his financial knowledge, because of the wealth that he's going to bring to the United States. So it's quite possibly the case that he is leading people to worship money above God. That's something that we should consider. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no one deceive you in any way, for unless the apostasy comes first and the lawless one is revealed, the one doomed to perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God and object of worship so as to seat himself in the temple of God, claiming that he is a God. See, this is one of the places where there's some things that seems to stick to Donald Trump, and then there's others that not even close. So first we see this apostasy, this great apostasy coming first. We're going to hear some quotes later on that really do make you wonder, gosh, we really do sound like we're exactly at that time because of certain things happening in the church. We don't want to make any judgments, but it looks like it's going in that direction. And then you have the lawless one, this person that is exalting himself above God. If anything, we have not seen that in Donald Trump. Think, for instance, of his assassination attempt and his various commentaries afterwards. Who does he claim saved him? He could have said, I saved myself. I, through my own power, avoided getting killed. But no, he gives recognition and, I would say, praise to God, who saved him for some particular purpose. Now, if someone were to exalt himself above God, they wouldn't give honor to someone, God, who has more power than him. That wouldn't make any sense. So at least as far as this is concerned, it does not apply to him. The other Bible verses that the YouTuber points out are not worth looking at because they're essentially repeating the same theme: arrogance and exalting yourself over God. Is Donald Trump arrogant? Possibly. People seem to characterize him as so, but I think a deeper look at him only reveals that he is self-confident, perhaps a little prideful, but mostly just that, someone that is very sure of himself and very confident and has a very strong personality, and that makes us feel insecure. Is he exalting himself over God? I would say absolutely not. All the evidence seems to point completely in the opposite direction. Now let's place ourselves in the context of the readings for this Sunday, because these are interesting, especially the first one that I'm going to go over later. Jesus said to his disciples, in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from the sky and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then he continues describing some other scenes. And then at the very end, but of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. That last verse, I think, is one of the biggest Catholic statements about the end of the world and all of these things. We don't know when all of this will happen. We do know that there is this certain order, this tribulation, and then afterwards, the end of the world. Certain mystics that I will quote will actually give more details about this. Now, what does Purgatory and Maria Sima have to say on this subject? Let's listen to this. Now, this is in the section on money, which I think is very appropriate. Is the idea of an Antichrist true? And Maria Sima says, yes, I'm afraid it is. Some visionaries, other than the ones in Medjugorje, say that the Antichrist is already alive today. He will come as a great financial wizard, have a very powerful charisma about him, and will also be considered a great healer and miracle worker. Huge numbers of people will fall for him, when in fact his will be the strongest manifestation of Satan ever. People must pray incessantly not to be fooled by Satan and his unlimited talent to disguise himself in any form that pleases his arrogance. Now, there are four descriptors that she has there. I would say that you can possibly attach two of those to Donald Trump, that he is a great financial wizard. Pretty much everyone that elected him wants this trait in him. So this could potentially be nailed to him. He has a very powerful charisma. This is absolutely undeniable. He has an incredible charisma. But this is where it starts to fall apart. He is not a great healer, nor has he claimed so, not even close, and certainly not a miracle worker. But if Donald Trump starts healing people and working miracles, we should perhaps all start worrying. Now I want to go through a great article by the National Catholic Register and different quotes from different saints. Straight from the Catechism, before Christ's second coming, the church must pass through a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers. The persecution that accompanies her pilgrimage on earth will unveil the mystery of iniquity in the form of a religious deception, offering men an apparent solution to their problems at the price of apostasy from the truth. The supreme religious deception is that of the Antichrist, a pseudo-messianism by which man glorifies himself in place of God and of his Messiah come in the flesh. Other saints will be more explicit in saying that the Antichrist will explicitly deny Christ. Now, if an Antichrist does this, wouldn't it be obvious that they're the Antichrist? And why would people believe in him? Well, apparently the answer seems to be that because that person will have given great financial solutions to our world's problems, as well as amazing miracles, they will then come to kind of buy into that person and then believe anything that they say. It continues. Another major doctor, St. Augustine, told us that which there is no doubt, he said, is that Christ will not come to judge quick and dead unless Antichrist, his adversary, first come to seduce those who are dead in the soul. His presence shall be after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all seduction of unrighteousness in them that perish. For then shall Satan be loosed, and by that means of that Antichrist shall work with all power and a lying, though a wonderful manner. So this revealing of Satan is going to be extraordinary. I think it's pretty easy to argue what we have seen from President-elect Donald Trump has not been extraordinary. There's been amazing things that he's done. There's been things that you could say, this is absolutely wonderful, but we have not seen a single miraculous thing from him. One of the recently named doctors, St. Hildegard of Bingen, has plenty to reveal about the Antichrist. Here are a few details. When he has grown to full manhood, he will publicly announce a hostile doctrine on religion. He will lure and attract the people to himself by granting them complete exemption from the observance of all divine and ecclesiastical commandments, by forgiving them their sins and require of them only their belief in his divinity. He will spurn and reject baptism and the gospel. He will open his mouth to preach contradiction. He will say, and she quotes, Jesus of Nazareth is not the Son of God, only a deceiver who gave himself out as a God, and the church instituted by him is only superstition. The true Christ has come in his person. He will say, I am the Savior of the world. Now, I don't watch the news all the time, but as far as I know, Donald Trump has not said these things. The early fathers of the church offered great insights too. St. Hippolytus described how the deceiver seeks to liken himself in all things to the Son of God. Christ is a lion, so the Antichrist is also a lion. Christ is a king, so the Antichrist is also a king. The Savior was manifested as a lamb, so he too, in like manner, will appear as a lamb, though within he is a wolf. the Savior come into the world in the circumcision, and he will come in the same manner. The Lord sent apostles among all the nations, and he in like manner will send false apostles. Now, I have to admit, when you look at this description, you could see definitely some parallels with Donald Trump. The fact that he's very lion-like, the fact that he is a president, but he also at times shows a type of meekness. The fact that he has this amazing team around them that you could perhaps say are like his apostles. There are some parallels here that are undeniable. St. Irenaeus gave these details. He, being an apostate and a robber, is anxious to be adored as God, and that although a mere slave, he wishes himself to be proclaimed as king. For he, being endued with all the power of the devil, shall come not as a righteous king, nor as a legitimate king in one subjection to God, but an impious, unjust, and lawless one, an apostate. This is where the connection breaks down. We do not see a single religious heresy coming out of Donald Trump, him attacking the church or him denying Christ. And again, if he begins to do so, we should take note and realize what is happening. In the early 19th century, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich saw, when the time of the reign of Antichrist is near, a false religion will appear which will be opposed to the unity of God and his church. This will cause the greatest schism the world has ever known. The nearer the time of the end, the more the darkness of Satan will spread on earth, the greater will the number of the children of corruption, and the number of the just will correspondingly diminish. Now, her quote seems absolutely apropos for what is happening in the church. It doesn't seem like we're there yet, but it seems like we're on the very edge of what could potentially be a schism. If she was writing in the 19th century, 18-something, it clearly hasn't happened yet. It will happen soon. When is that? Again, we don't know. Two more quotes for you to consider. Late in the century, in 1976, in Philadelphia for the Eucharistic Congress, while still Cardinal Wojtyla, St. John Paul II warned, "We are now standing in the face of the greatest historical confrontation humanity has ever experienced. I do not think that the wide circle of the American society or the whole wide circle of the Christian community realizes fully. We are now facing the final confrontation between the church and the anti-church, between the gospel and the anti-gospel, between Christ and the antichrist. The confrontation lies within the plans of divine providence. It is therefore in God's plan, and it must be a trial which the church must take up and face courageously." That quote to remind us that all of this that is going to happen must happen. And there's nothing we can do to avoid it other than taking the advice of Mary Asima, that we must pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal to us, to not let us fall into deception, even if it's someone that we like and prefer. Now, finally, in the 19th century, Blessed Anna Maria Taiji revealed, "Whole nations will join the church shortly before the reign of the Antichrist. These conversions will be amazing. Those who survive shall have to conduct themselves well. There shall be innumerable conversion of heretics who will return to the bosom of the church. All will note the edifying conduct of their lives, as well as that of other Catholics. Russia, England, and China will come into the church." Now, this is not even close to happening. So it seems to me that what she's referring to are the fruits of the illumination of conscience. That apparently, and again, I don't know all the timeline of this, I'm not good at this, that will happen, the illumination of conscience. People will come into the church, some sort of period of peace, and then this incredible antichrist to attempt to deceive the world. Now, this seems not close to our time, which would then have us say that it cannot apply to Donald Trump because he's 78, 80 years old. He will probably live another 10 years. It cannot be denied that Donald Trump has some traits of what could be the Antichrist. However, any of us could be prideful, boastful, and arrogant, and greedy. Those traits are extremely too vague to be applied to any one person. It could apply to any leader, to any politician, to any CEO of any major company, and to you and I. So could he be the Antichrist based on those traits? Possibly. It's the other traits that you really can't pin on him. He has not in any single way presented himself as a religious leader, as denying Christ, as denying the faith. In fact, quite the opposite. It seems to me that he is someone under which we will have extreme protection of our religious faiths. Is Donald Trump the Antichrist? Close, but not even close, and certainly no cigar. I think we have a ways to go. My friends, thank you for joining me in today's video. I'll see you in the next one.